This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, Hour 2, and what that means here on the original, because I do a Radio Night Live in New York City now, Monday through Friday, but on the weekend here, on the OG, we've always reserved this second hour for what we call the Ladies Lounge, and it's all about amplifying female voices in the world of talk radio, which, as we all know, is very male-dominant, both in the people that are on the air, but also the people that they target the format at and the people that end up calling the stations. It is consistently, guys talking to guys all the time. So about 9 years ago, I said, hey, let's bring in some other perspectives here. And, boy, what a fun time it has been. We've talked to everybody under the sun, obviously a lot of political leaders and so forth, but people like Leslie Stahl, the great Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes, and others that have been with us. So we always look forward to this. And tonight, I'm excited to bring to you my next guest, because she actually appears on the Radio Night Live weeknight edition in New York City. She is a lifelong travel expert, and she comes from a lot of travel experts, but she's also a media personality. She has been on New York One Television for a number of years. She's also done talk radio in other places and at other times. Her name is Valerie Delia, and she joins us live from Midtown Manhattan tonight. Valerie, it's good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Kevin, thank you so much. And I am in such esteemed company. I appreciate that.
Thanks for working the weekend. Normally, I just got you going on Tuesdays, but we pulled you over to the Saturday night. And talk to me a little bit about, before we get into what your family has done for four generations, because I find that fascinating. Talk to me a little bit about your media history. You were the travel reporter for New York One for how long? And that parlayed into what radio opportunities for you?
Okay. Actually, prior to being with New York One as Travel with Val for a 20-year gig, which was freelance and incredible, I was able to travel to 103 countries because of that job. But prior to that, and I was thinking about the radio gigs that I had, and the funniest thing that came to me today, I was a freelance news anchor in New York City for many different stations, but I guess the most memorable and the kind of funniest was that I was the newscaster on Soupy Sales Show at one point. I think just once or twice. So I thought that was that goes back.
Sure.
That dates me for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. So
you've done something that not many people get to do, and that is you have found a way to make a living and to build a career off of doing something that you truly love. And it is something that I literally think is born in you. It's in your DNA.
Yeah.
It has been for four generations. Talk to us about why travel. How did your family get involved? And kind of take us through the history of what kind of legacy that left for you.
Okay, well, we're going to have to go back more than a century, because my great-grandfather, Frank Delia, he came over from a small village in Italy called Castelfranco in Miscano, province of Benevento. And he, like all the rest of the Italians, many of them from this little village, wanted to come to a place that was rumored to have the streets paved with gold. And that was America. And so what my great-grandfather did was he came over by himself and he started a grocery store in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And from that grocery store sprouted a travel agency, because he was selling steerage class tickets between Naples and Ellis Island. And that is how Delia Travel began. And when I speak with my friend Joe Shelsa at the Italian American Museum here in Little Italy, he told me that my great-grandfather would have walked from our village in the Campania region to Naples to get there, to get on the ship. And so he would make the steerage class crossing himself, and then Delia Travel came from that. And he would sell those steerage class tickets to others from the Campania region, and especially from our little village, to come over and make that arduous journey, which could have been up to 3 weeks in steerage class from Italy to Ellis Island. So that's my family history, and I'm extremely, extremely proud of it. And
that's amazing. Yeah. Now, there had to be, a great desire to obviously come here for your grandfather to go to that extreme to get here. And I'm thinking about the fact that we're sitting here on the cusp of another Columbus Day in New York City. It's a big deal. And sadly, it's turned into like a kind of a stupid political controversy because, nobody from history ever lived a perfect life. I think we can all say that Columbus finding the new land was really good for almost everybody. So let's just like leave Chris Columbus alone and go from there. But I want to know, so that was two generations back. You're the fourth generation in the travel business. What did the generations in between, they just advanced the Delia Travel agency and just worked it as a family business?
Absolutely. So it started with my great-grandfather, and then my grandfather, Paul Delia, and then my father and his brother, so another Paul Jr., and then Ron Delia, were partners in a travel, and then there was a spin-off into insurance for my uncle Ron. And then I, as a fourth generation, my mother was a big part of this, okay? My Scotch-Irish mother. She was a working woman before there were working women. So I grew up with a woman who was at work rather than at home, for better or worse, but I completely honor my mother for what she did. And we had four travel agencies, and my mother had one in Bridgeport, Connecticut, in a hotel called the Stratfield Hotel. It was just a small little box, and I went down there with my mother, and I would stamp brochures at 3 years old. So that that is my first memory of being with my mother in the travel agency. And that's how, after that, going into high school, I would handwrite the tickets. Now it's not like that, but
you'd
write tickets out. Yes. So I always worked after school up and through high school at what became Trumbull Travel in Trumbull, Connecticut. My father had four offices.
Gotcha.
In Bridgeport and then in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Well, and what an American story, to come in steerage class and then to build a business and to pass that on to his children and now to his children's children. And now to see you kind of take the next layer of that and to take it online and digital and, through media and everything else, you've had the richness of that tradition to draw upon to be able to do your reporting. We're speaking with Valerie Delia, who you can catch actually every Tuesday night with me streaming from anywhere in the world. You can listen to AM 970 The Answer on the stream out of New York City. We talk about travel for a full hour every Tuesday, and she always includes, before we're done, some things that we call Delia's Deals. She's in the travel business. You can go to travelwithval.com and see any number of trips that are being featured on a regular basis, and she also reports on her own adventures there as well. I highly recommend travelwithval.com. If you're thinking about a big bucket list kind of trip for your life, or you're just thinking about seeing maybe your next vacation, start with someone who really understands travel and who really understands how to put it all together, and starting at travelwithval.com is a great way to get that going. When we come back, we're going to talk about a number of things. In recent years, Val has expanded her interest in not just general travel, but in something called ancestral travel. And we're going to get a little bit into what that's all about. And this is evidently a trend. More people are trying to go to their homelands, figure out their histories, do things that tell them a little bit more about who they are than just what they know in the day-to-day of this life. And then we're also going to get into a very exciting opportunity that she walked through actually with us on the air in New York this summer. She shot a documentary about that very region that her great-grandfather came from. And it is quite a production. And when you think about her doing radio in New York City and producing a documentary in southern Italy at the same time, she lived an exhausted summer existence. But thankfully, that's all behind us, and now we're able to just look at the fruit of that. And then before we're done, we're also going to talk about upcoming adventures and opportunities that she's got in front of us. So it's a fun ladies' lounge tonight. I hope you'll stick around. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. You ever miss any single piece of this? The podcast is online at Apple, SoundCloud, Amazon, Odyssey, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, almost any of the aggregators you can think of. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio or Radio Night Live and you'll be able to find it. Coming right back from New York. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. The Ladies Lounge tonight in full swing. There was a time when I first started the Ladies Lounge many years ago, I would offer to buy the guests a virtual drink, and we would order like and have the sound effects and stuff. We don't do the cheesy stuff anymore. We just have great conversation with great ladies talking about very important things. And we've never had anybody in the lounge that has talked about travel. So this is a kind of a groundbreaking night tonight. And my friend Valerie Delia, who is with me on Tuesday nights in New York on AM 970 The Answer. You can check us out every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We're talking about all of the news in travel. And Val, before we get into what we want to talk about, which is your new interest in ancestral travel, give me a real quick update, breaking news update if you can, about the shape of travel post-COVID. How are we looking generally compared to last year and maybe 2 years ago? And what's your outlook in the days to come?
Well, I am finding now, Kevin, as we're almost 2 years into this, that the travel industry is ready. And my question is, are the travelers ready to go? Because I've been to many travel conferences online and now even in person, and I'm seeing finally that the travel industry, the tour operators, the locations, the countries, the cities, in most cases are raring and ready to go. So it's their livelihood. So they are putting it out there and they want to keep people safe. So let me say that is a big part of it. So, but the question that remains is the traveling public ready? And I believe to a degree, yes, the traveling public is ready and raring to go. So I'm hoping that bodes well as we move forward.
One of the things that you have specialized in your travel reporting over the years has been cruising.
Yes.
And I'm curious because the cruise lines, I think, had a very kind of harsh PR battle with COVID, because we all remember there were two or three cruise liners that got waylaid with the virus and people were quarantined on the boats and all that stuff. How is the cruise industry itself, that kind of subsection of travel, how are they responding?
I think they're responding in fits and starts, honestly. I feel like we're seeing ships fill up, but then we're seeing some outbreaks of COVID, and I think that that is something that we have to be mindful of, and I think that the cruise lines themselves are also monitoring that, and I've read some information about, the vaccination process and having everybody has to be vaccinated. And there are some people that might not want to go along with that, but I think we're cruising very slowly at this point, but I believe that we will get there as well. And I'm just, elated to hear that another ship is launching, for the first time since COVID set in.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember just a couple of weeks ago, I was coming down the West Side Highway in Manhattan, and I saw a cruise liner in port for the first time in nearly a year and a half. And I'm like, we haven't seen a boat parked in Manhattan in forever. So it was kind of exciting. Like for a half a second, my heart beat a little bit faster. So thanks for the update.
Yes.
So let's talk about ancestral travel.
Yes.
How do you define it? How big of an industry is it? People, can if you're literally from anywhere, do you have the possibility of basically going back to anywhere to find your roots? And how did you specifically get involved in it? But what is this phenomenon that we're calling ancestral travel?
It's exactly that. It's going back to the land of your roots. That's the travel aspect of it, but there is also the aspect of it where you can just connect and find out people who you are related to, because we have the websites such as Ancestry, 23andMe, and MyHeritage. And I have found that I have so many relatives out there, both Italian and also Scottish and Irish, like you. Kevin, you could be my cousin. Who knows if you've done any of
these? We are. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So it is extremely, extremely popular, and at least it was prior to COVID, where I would go out to Salt Lake City for the Roots Tech Convention, which will, again, be online. It'll be virtual this year as well in February. But just signing into one of these, the Ancestry and 23andMe and MyHeritage, and finding out who you're related to and what percentage that is and where you are from can be really, really thrilling to the general public. And sure. I find that myself, and I'm still excited when I get these notifications, like as if I don't have enough cousins already. But I'm thinking, like, who is there? Somebody going to surprise me? You know, and so you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of surprises in there that I've seen with my family, you know, in general with a name. And I just think, like, okay, well, this is interesting. And I think you have to be prepared for surprises like that, finding out that maybe, you know, allegedly your uncle had a child that nobody knew about or something like that.
Right.
So those kind of things happen. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that I met you at the time that I did, because 2 years prior to meeting you, maybe slightly longer than that, I had basically someone who specializes in ancestry kind of PI work go pull some reports and look into my past and look into the people that I may or may not have been related to. I knew that my paternal father had left my mom and I when I was about 18 months old, and I've never had a relationship with him. My adopted dad came along, adopted me, and I had a very healthy childhood from that perspective and was very thankful. But I always did wonder in the back of my head if I ever had other siblings that I didn't know about. And so I think Ancestry was one of the databases she used. But she found a lot of information about my paternal dad. He wasn't that nice of a guy. No real loss in my life that I never really knew him. But at the bottom of the letter, she said, by the way, click on these two Facebook links and tell me if you see anything. And I clicked on the first one and I went, yeah, maybe, I don't know, whatever. I clicked the next one, and I was like, that's the female version of me. Like, that's got to be my sister.
Wow.
And so over the next, like, 3 or 4 weeks, like, I would cryptically ask her if her parents went to the same college that my mom had gone to in about the same time, and she said yes, and we were kind of DMing each other that way. And then she would ask, why do you ask? And I said, well, I think my parents may have been there at the same time. And then we'd talk a little bit more. And then at one point, I just remember she just flat out said, why did you contact me? And I said, well, I think that you may be my sister. To which this was, I'll never forget her reply, watching it pop up on my screen. She goes, oh, so you're that Kevin. So she knew that I had existed,
yes.
But I did not know that she had existed. And since that time, we've gotten fairly close, and it's
nice.
Been a wonderful discovery. Even just this year, since you and I have been doing the show on Tuesdays, I took a trip to South Florida, met a bunch of relatives that I had not known, and there will be more of that in the days and weeks to come. But if people want to know more about ancestral travel with you, you're specifically specializing in trips to Italy. When we come back from this break, I want you to tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's going to lead into then our discussion about your documentary as well. We're speaking with Valerie Delia. It is Ladies Lounge on Radio Night Live, and we're having a great time. We talk every Tuesday. You can hear us Tuesday nights, but tonight, getting to know Val a little bit more behind the scenes. It's a lot of fun. Stay here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
Breaking news, a federal appeals court has halted President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the order. Texas officials are among petitioners who sued the Biden administration mandate in court Friday, appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The court gave the U.S. government until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the stay. President Biden announced on Saturday that families of illegal aliens who were separated at the border deserve monetary compensation.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. What a fun night, talking about travel, talking about family, talking about family travel. Yeah, that's what ancestral travel is. Valerie Dealey is back with us. TravelWithVal.com is her website, TravelWithVal.com. Just spell that all out, one word, TravelWithVal.com. And we're gonna give you a sample of what she does on our show on Tuesday. She finds deals for you. We'll do a couple of them at the end of the broadcast, so stick around. Val, we were talking about ancestral travel, and I said specifically that you're specializing in trips to southern Italy where your dad's family is from. If people are from that region, what's the procedure? How do they go about contacting you? What do they want to do if they want to come and find their family?
Oh, absolutely. You just gave my website, travelwithal.com, and you can contact me right through there. What I am trying to do, besides just leading my family back to Castelfranco and doing a roots trip, I want to make it available to other people who maybe don't have any Italian ancestry, or they might in the region, but I want them to have a sense of what a small working Italian village is like. So we are going to expand that. We will open it up. So you may not stay there for the 3 weeks that my relatives stay there. You wouldn't. We would have something set up for you that would maybe be 3 or 4 days, where you would have a real impression of what it is like to be in a beautiful small Italian village, where we have a connection to a famous maestro Antonio Pappano, who outside of the COVID years, he gives a concert in our tiny piazza, and he is a famous orchestra conductor for the Royal Opera of London and Rome's Santa Cecilia Orchestra, and very soon to get a promotion in London, and the London Symphony Orchestra he will be with soon. And right now, he's in Bridgeport. And I'm sorry, no, my God, he's not in Bridgeport. He grew up in Bridgeport, but right now he is going to be doing 7 engagements at the Metropolitan Opera at the Met coming up in late October and November, and I have a group of people going to that as well. But to be able to see Maestro Pappano in the land of his ancestry and have him do this concert is the most phenomenal event I've ever seen in my travels. But just because when your heart is into something when you travel, Kevin, it's a whole different story.
That's true. Man, that is so true. Well, this, I think all of this kind of sets the backdrop for why you spent your summer the way you did, and you crafted a documentary about this specific region of Italy. People may be familiar with what Stanley Tucci did on CNN last summer. He's actually, I think, attempting to visit all 28 specific regions of Italy and to highlight what they're all about and so forth. Yours was more modest in scope and just focused on southern Italy, but it's called Saving Southern Italy.
Correct.
What did you want to accomplish with it, and how did it come about, and where does it stand now? Will people eventually be able to see it?
Okay, well, yes. I was at a Roots Tech convention 2 years ago in Salt Lake, and I remembered it was toward the end of it, and I was in my Airbnb, and I was just going through my computer, my emails, and I found this email, and it was from NIAF, the National Italian American Foundation, and it was about a grant that you could win if you came up with a good idea, from the Russo brothers, the famous Italian-American directors.
Right.
So I went ahead and took a shot at it, and it was before the Houses for 1 Euro became really popular. And I said, that is the idea that I want to do. I want to, you know, go and buy and purchase and renovate a home, and I want to do a documentary about it. But I wanted to do it beyond that. I wanted to do Saving Southern Italy. I saw that as a way for people like me with roots to give back in a bricks and mortar type of way, and I named it Saving Southern Italy. So I was very fortunate to be one of 8 people who won an $8,000 grant out of 200 people who applied. So they liked my idea, and they do this every year. So if anybody has a great Italian American idea, and you don't have to be Italian American, it just has to be the idea, it needs to be Italian American. So I went over to Italy this summer, and in the middle of COVID, which I think was a little bit difficult to find the people that I really needed to find. However, I came up with a 43-minute documentary, and I went from Campania region, where I am located, and I looked at 4 different homes. I was not able to close on one for the documentary, but I will certainly go back and do that and finish up the documentary. And I went as far as Sicily, so with a woman and her husband who were buying a home also, but it didn't seem like everything was kind of on hold in terms of there being any construction being done. So, but in general, it was the most phenomenal opportunity. I got to do something that I never did in my life. I've only gone 9 minutes with travel programming, and this first one went up to 43 minutes. So I'm very, very fortunate and grateful for that grant that I had.
Sure thing. When we come back, we will talk about what's on the horizon for Val, and we'll talk about a few Delia's deals as we round out our time with Valerie Delia. Coming back on Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Pushing on this Saturday before Columbus Day night, and I'm very honored to have a great Italian-American, Valerie Delia, joining us. Val, we were talking about your documentary, and I was saddened on your behalf that it didn't win the contest that it was up for, but it did give you an opportunity to really do a good job documenting the region that you're from, and I know that a lot of people are going to be educated
captured, informed, and inspired by what, you know, what they see. So that's, in from that perspective, you've left something for austerity that is going to continue on that tradition that your family has in terms of paying homage to that region. But the idea that travel is going to come back and be something that we participate in the way it was before the pandemic, given what you've experienced, and you traveled very heavily during COVID to shoot that and to get that done, what were your observations coming out of it in terms of how the world has changed related to travel and this virus?
Well, I was on packed Alitalia planes, Kevin, honestly. So that was my impression of the fact that we were in you know, coach class, you know, in the back of the plane with our masks on, with tests at each end in terms of getting your COVID test. So I was just happy, honestly, to be traveling and having a project that kept me busy and kept me just, you know, connected to my roots. So I'm not sure the average traveler is up for this, so that's the difference. Where I'm used to traveling, you know, just like a wild woman, really.
Yeah.
And so the fact that, you know, I did it, but there were things that were taxing to me, you know, running around Benevento, where my friend Lydia and I had to find a lab where we can get our tests before we went back to Rome so we could get on the airplane.
Yeah.
So those things were not that convenient, you know, for me or any other traveler. So so where do I see that going? I think that there is this pent up desire for people to travel, and I'm just hoping that by 2022 we will be able to be in a position where it will be a whole lot easier than it was, and I feel like we're making some headway now, and I think the industry wants to make it as easy as possible for travelers.
Well, back to your documentary for one question.
Yes.
What do you think the process of doing that taught you about yourself, about your family's history? What did you come away with going, wow, I didn't even realize any of that? And now that you've walked through that experience, that you now know.
Well, I always knew that I was a one-woman band, and that's when it comes, you know, in terms of shooting and writing and editing, and I learned just how wonderful it is to have somebody along with you as an associate producer, and then I learned just the value of an excellent video editor.
Mm.
Because that, honestly, I feel that that's what makes the piece when it comes down to it. You know, as a producer and the videographer, I know how to shoot it and I know how to do a rough cut. But when it comes to really having it shine, that I thank Lamont Belton for his work as my editor, as my video editor. And just my love for this area of Italy, of southern Italy, and how fortunate I am to be this connected to it, because I would like other people, no matter what nationality you are, to have the connection to the land of your ancestry the way that I have the connection to mine.
Yeah.
I'm so fortunate. It's such a gift.
Well, you and I have talked about at some point having to explore those Scottish-Irish roots.
Yes.
that our mothers both shared. So we'll have to talk about that at some point as well. So, Val, kind of a fun thing. At the end of every Tuesday night, we've covered all the news. We've talked about all the stuff. And then we come back and we spend literally 4 minutes talking about something called Delia's Deals. Now, if people want to find any of these, let me tell you where to find them first. Travelwithval.com. But on the top of the website, there's a series of links, and the second one over from the left is called Delia's Deals. If you click on that, what pops up are literally just pages of the best deals you can find in travel right now. So, Val, what's hot right now on this Columbus Day weekend? What's hot for Delia's Deals?
Okay, what I'm doing is I'm going to scroll right through my phone, Kevin.
Yep.
And a holiday stress relief package at the Kimpton Phoenix. It starts at $179 per night, and this is easy for you to maneuver to the next one. How about a Galapagos cruise up to 40% off with Quasar Expeditions? And let me see if I can bring up another one.
You run around with all the funny animals that live there?
Yes, of course. Yes, I've done it. You've got to do it, Kevin. And then, okay, how about the resorts? You want to go to Dominican Republic, to Mexico and Jamaica. The Bahia Principe Resorts have October savings, and this delineates what those savings are when you get into my site. And let's just do one more. Okay, let's see. That was our other guest, but so go backwards on that one, Kevin, because okay. You can go, yeah, so we'll go, we can go backwards, you can go to previous, and then you can also go forward and find these Delia's deals.
And you update them every day or every couple of days. I mean, you've literally got stuff popping on there nonstop.
Yeah, I actually reach out to the travel industry and my colleagues and contacts, especially before our show on Tuesday nights, and I get loaded up with a lot of different deals.
Yeah.
So, yes, so they come right from the source.
So, and, in other words, friends, you're watching, listening, check it often and keep coming back, like bookmark it and come back, because she's got new stuff that's always popping in based on the time of year it is and so forth.
And remember that you have expiration dates. That's the most important to pay attention to, is because they may be up for just 3 days after the show, and then they're done. So some of these, I'm seeing a lot of very quick expiration dates these days where, you know, it's like just you have to do this by the end of October.
Yeah.
And, yes, and book it. So
good
keep
that in mind. Valerie, thanks for coming on Saturday night. You're always busy, and we keep you running around on Tuesdays, but to have you here on Saturdays is a bunch of fun, and I'm just grateful for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure. Really appreciate
it. You got it. You got it. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, it is our final music selection of the night. Tonight's artist, of course, Ed Sheeran. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the visual and musical artistry of Ed Sheeran.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is over.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.